how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be. Then after you continue to be aware, how the arisen mental hindrance cease to be. That's why through that silent observation, without thinking, without what I explained to you is after the thing. When it happened, there was no thinking at all. But you will come to understand it after that. Because I just silent, continue to be aware. Then I realize through the awareness, there is no word, no thought. That true mind has got no conditioning, nothing to stir. Then everything fall back to normal. It's just like be with it, with that feeling, pure feeling. Then it does not move, it does not stir. I don't even have to use the word, I have to be in an equanimous state. No. When I'm aware, there's no word. Feeling will remain as pure feeling. But when I'm not aware, thought come in. Conditioning, views, opinion, habitual tendency come in. So cultivator that don't have this understanding cannot cultivate. Dharma knowledge will come in. Because they cannot be with the moment. That's why you have to have stability of mindfulness to be with the moment. When you have the stability of mindfulness to be with the moment, then you can see how the unarisen arise when you stir, when you react, when you have the views, opinion, and the condition. Then how when you continue to relax and maintain awareness, then it ceases to be. So initially is you come to know how the unarisen one arise. Then how when you continue to maintain awareness, mindfulness, that's like the four support, that it ceases to be. Then you trace the origination factor. Retrospectively, reverse it. Then when that wisdom develops, then you know how to accept the reality. Where after you straighten your view, you know in the past, you continue to do that because of habitual tendency. Now you have the number that can prompt you. Think it's just the way it is. Condition like that, things will be like that. If I'm nearby, I will smell it. That's it. Then people are just the way they are. The world is the world. So everything is what is the reality. That's why what is wonderful. If I can accept what is, my nature can be at peace. So the next time when I see something, then I realize this Dhamma will surface, the Unisomanasikara. Thing is just the way it is. And now you can add in this one. What is really wonderful. So once this one arises, then straight away you realize the unarisen mental hindrance cannot arise anymore because of this wisdom, this understanding. That's what is written in the Satipatthana Sutta. First, you come to know how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be. Then you come to know how the arisen one ceases to be. Then finally, you will come to know how no more arising in the future of this unarisen mental hindrance come to be. But you need to have the wisdom, only wisdom free, that yoniso manasikara, to see things as they are, to prompt you. Without that one, whatever meditation you do, whatever reasoning analysis that you do and try to come up with the answer doesn't serve the purpose. It cannot free your mind. That mind can only be free when you have the right understanding and the right view to accept the reality of the moment, to accept what is. That's why what is wonderful, is really wonderful. You can be at peace. That's why the Buddha teach tatata, suchness. Thing is just the way it is, suchness, the reality. That's why I see things as they are. Everything points towards suchness, that nature, that truth, that understanding. So to be at peace is to have wisdom, nothing else. So now with today's explanation, it will make it a lot more clearer. Huh?